Temperatures in the northern plains and upper Midwest are going to bounce around for a while, with today unseasonably warm. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. Temperatures in the 80s and even a few lower 90s will be occurring across the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota today. The hottest temperatures will be in central portions of South Dakota. You know, normal highs this time of the year should be in the 60s with lows in the 30s. This is certainly unusually warm weather. Now, we will be seeing the temperatures starting to cool down a little bit tomorrow, with 60s and a few lower 70s expected, the warmest weather in the south, of course. And we'll look for Saturday's temperatures to also be mostly 60s with a few 70s in parts of central South Dakota. There will also be a few upper 50s in northern Minnesota on Saturday as a cool air mass begins to sag to the southwest from Ontario, and that cooler air will overspread most of the region on Sunday going into Monday, with high temperatures more confined to the 50s and a few upper 40s in northern parts of Minnesota. We'll expect another round of warming to kick in shortly after that during midweek next week, and that should bring temperatures back into the 70s and perhaps coming close to 80 degrees once again. Now, our nighttime low temperatures will definitely be above average until we get into that cooling this weekend. We are expecting tomorrow's lows to again be in the 40s and 50s throughout most of the region. In contrast, though, we will look for the temperatures to cool down more notably as we get to the end of the weekend, and especially early next week, when low temperatures will be in the upper 20s and the 30s across the area. And that will continue to be the case, with Tuesday probably coldest. Wednesday will start to warm up with most of those lows back into the 30s. In the meantime, precipitation is not expected to be very common across the region. In fact, rather rare. We will have an opportunity for a few spits and spats of moisture to occur with a cool front that's going to drop through the region late tomorrow going into Saturday morning. We'll see a trace to a quarter of an inch of moisture in the northeast corner of North Dakota and northern Minnesota. The next opportunity for rain in the area will hold off until the latter half of next week. And that event, at the moment, does not look to be well organized. The U.S. Midwest and portions of hard red winter wheat country and the Delta will all continue to be dry bias through a big part of this forecast period as well, but a change may occur as we move into the latter part of the month. In the meantime, it looks like most of Argentina and Brazil will get scattered showers and thunderstorms to help improve the spring planting prospects. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.